888-344-8927. The Franklin Scandal, The Terrible Mistake, American Conspiracy, the new DVD, The Specter, Haunting America. Please pray for America, pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection, and pray that this war doesn't occur in certainly in over there in Iran. We'll be right back. Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views and the views of our special guest for this hour, who I hope is going to be Lynn Marzulli. And Lynn Marzulli is a Sydney ordained minister who's given up his position in a major church so he can certainly help people to understand the relations between politics, prophecy, and the supernatural. Politics, prophecy, and the supernatural. That's one of Lynn's books. We carry another book he has on alien interviews. And it's interviews with people, PhDs, doctors, scientists, who've actually interviewed people who've had alien abductions. People who've had implants by these alien beings. And ladies and gentlemen, as incredible as this is, and I've even interviewed one of the podiatrists who's actually removed a certain number of these implants, this is not imaginary. There really is another dimension out there. And you and I are living in one of the most exciting times in history, because, of course, we're seeing increasing signs of alien activity, these UFO activity. We're seeing increasing signs of crop circles and cattle mutilations and alien abductions. But we're also seeing the signs that we're moving rapidly towards some sort of a cataclysmic event. There are lots of natural disasters, really many more than we've ever had before. And, of course, we're going to go ahead, and hopefully we're going to, Lynn will be able to hear us better. Lynn, can you make out what we're saying any better?
I certainly can. Thank you so much for turning up your volume, Dr. Stan. Very much appreciated.
Okay, very good. Well, this is Lynn Marzulli, and of course, he's going to give us an overview of what's going on. Lynn has written a number of books, and he's got new books coming out all the time, and we always enjoy having him on, because, of course, he keeps abreast of all of the supernatural manifestations going on today. Well, that sounds a little kooky to a lot of people. But you must understand that we live in a material world, but there is a mystical world out there. We live in a world of substance, but there is a spiritual world out there. We live, you know, what we think is reality, but there is another reality, because there's another dimension, and there really are beings that go back and forth between one dimension and another, and that's something you never want to. Oh, you hear a lot of talk about stargates and how you want to get into this other dimension. You do not want to get into the other dimension, ladies and gentlemen. Are you not for your life? Well, go right ahead, Lynn. Bring us up to date with the exciting things that are happening as far as the supernatural manifestations that we're seeing that suggest that we're truly living in prophetic times.
Well, you know, Dr. Stan, there's so much going on. There's no shortage of things to blog about, and I blog 6 days a week at lamarzulli.wordpress.com. Usually a 600-page article written very early in the morning. I comb the Internet and different news sources to keep a handle of what's going on. Certainly, you know, in my opinion, we know from Matthew 24, Mark 13, and Luke 21, the Synoptic Gospels, where Jesus tells us very specifically, warns us of the things, when you see these things begin that you know happening on the earth, when you see these things happening on the earth, you know that it's the beginning of sorrows. And he lists the things, earthquakes, famines, pestilence, and wars and rumors of wars. And, you know, in the Middle East, Dr. Stan, whether or not this is a precursor to the Ezekiel 38 war, or Psalm 83, as my friend Phil Salas postulates, or perhaps the Isaiah 17 scenario where Damascus is completely wiped off the earth, we don't know. But I do know this. I have never seen it this charged since I've been studying prophecy for 30 years.
And, you know, one of the most exciting and dangerous things that's happened is within the last couple of months, Turkey, which had traditionally been the friend of Israel going back to the formation of the country in 48, Turkey is now, instead of being aligned with Israel, is aligned with Iran. Why did it happen at this time in history? We'll be right back. Go right ahead, Lynn. I don't think most people realize the significance of the sudden shift in the alliance of Turkey.
Well, it's huge. I mean, Turkey has been an ally of Israel, one of the few allies, other than Egypt and Jordan, in the Middle East. And for Turkey to sort of do an about-face like this, and instead of looking at the West, even though Turkey denies it, really looking towards Iran, the first time in decades, really since World War One, the Arab street has been demonstrating for Turkey. In other words, banners and demonstrations kind of applauding Turkey. Remember, Turkey was the old Ottoman Empire before the end of World War II, and what is now the entire Middle East was actually ruled by Turkey. So it has a history there, and every Arab knows that. The modern nations of Syria, Lebanon, Palestine, which is now, of course, Israel, Jordan, and Iraq, were all part of the Ottoman Empire. These modern countries were basically in the borders, were created shortly there after World War One. And what's interesting about this now that Turkey has some heavy saber rattling, and they're playing footsie trying to break the so-called blockade that's keeping, it depends on who you talk to. Some people will say, well, the Israelis are keeping aid from coming into Gaza. Others will say, no, they're keeping ships laden with arms and perhaps, you know, chemical weapons, nuclear material, who knows, from coming into Gaza. And for those who are quick to jump on the let's condemn Israel, we might remember that we, the United States, imposed exactly the same type of embargo during the Cuban Missile Crisis. We have a right to protect our national sovereignty, and frankly, so does Israel. What's alarming to me is Iran now has upped the ante by sending two of its warships to escort the next so-called peace flotilla to Gaza. And we should see something within the next week. If that happens, this could be the tipping point. Something is going to tip it. Hezbollah now has about 50,000 rockets. They also have the Scud-2 missile that the Russians have given them through Syria, basically Iran through Syria, then down into southern Lebanon. And the Scud-2s, of course, can hit any place in Israel. And what's alarming, Dr. Stan, is it's not like it was in 2006, where the winds of war were sort of blowing and we're looking at a small conflict to clean up some stuff happening in southern Lebanon. This is a whole different deal. Whole different deal. Syria is armed to the teeth. In fact, a couple of weeks ago, there was a Russian submarine flying an Iranian flag that docked in a Syrian port, and guys with hazmat suits were unloading something. Was it chemical warfare? Was it nuke stuff? We don't know. Israel, about a year ago, saber-rattled back to Syria saying, if you use chemical weapons...
Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly Lynn is just saying that about a year ago, why Israel told Syria that if they used chemical or bacteriological warfare and an attack on Israel, Israel would simply destroy Damascus. And they told Assad, who is, of course, the president of Syria, he's the dictator, he's not the president, he represents a minority groups, is Shia Muslim, they only make up 15% of the country, and the Sunnis hate them, but of course they have the military and police power, and so there's nothing they can do. But Israel told Assad of Syria, if you go to war with us when the war is over, you will not, of course, be in power. And of course, what that really means is the Sunnis, who've been slaughtered by the Shia Muslims in Syria, will rise up and simply kill all the Shia Muslims, including the Assad family, which would have to flee for their life. They'd be exterminated. I think the Syrians got the message from the Israelis, because they know that they're deadly serious. But go right ahead.
Well, of course, what's interesting about this is Israel's response to all this. They were going to issue gas masks, new gas masks, to everyone in the country. And that program was supposed to take about a year, according to some of the intelligence sources I've read, that has been stepped up, and now it's basically been completed within a month or about 6 weeks, where everyone now has gas masks. The entire country went on alerts or drills. They know war is coming. They are surrounded, literally surrounded by enemies that, you know, want to destroy them. I mean, and it's, you know, Dr. Stan, you're always talking about the supernatural. There's such a supernatural hatred for the Jews. It just makes absolutely no sense at all, unless we understand that the fallen one, i.e. Satan, wants to destroy every Jew on the planet. Of course, we know from the Holocaust during World War II that this was the agenda of the Third Reich. It was a Luciferian, demonically enhanced, satanically charged sacrifice, and it opened up. In my opinion, it opened up portals and allowed some of these fallen angels back in, which is what's been manifesting. There's a supernatural component to this that just defies anything. Now, look, if we're looking at the Psalm 83 war, which my friend Bill Salas believes is next on the horizon, and, you know, he may be right. We hold on to these things loosely. We know the different positions. I personally believe that the 67 war sort of fulfilled that, but I could be wrong. So I've studied 83, and he may be right. But we're also looking at the nations of Ezekiel 38 are certainly forming up, and now that Turkey, most biblical scholars believe Turkey is Tomagra. I'm pronouncing that wrong, but whatever.
but this Turkey is actually mentioned by a different name.
It is.
In the prophecies of Ezekiel 38 and 39, and for our listeners out there, if you haven't read Ezekiel 38 and 39, get out your Bible and blow the dust off. No, you should be reading it on a regular basis. But, of course, you need to read Ezekiel 38 and 39 and see the lineup of the nations. And remember, a lot of these nations were there 2,000 years ago, and then, well, probably 2,700 years ago when Ezekiel wrote the prophecy, and then they disappeared. And only within the last 50, 75, 85 years have they reappeared as the nations described in Ezekiel 38 and 39. That, to me, alone is certainly an amazing thing, isn't it, Lynn?
Absolutely. And by the way, that's Tamar. I'm looking right at it here in Ezekiel 38, Togarma, and that is... most biblical scholars believe that is Turkey. And, you know, up till a few weeks ago, Turkey was sort of on board with Israel, was certainly an ally. All that has changed. What's interesting, when we look at the Ezekiel 38 passage, the second nation mentioned, of course, is Persia. And Persia was known as Persia literally for thousands of years. Only recently in modern times was it changed to Iran, because they wanted to be known as Aryans, not Arabs. But it is Persia. You talk to anyone who is an expatriate from Iran, and they'll say, we are Persian. And I just find it incredible that Russia's fingerprints now, which I believe, of course, is Magog, is all over the Middle East. Iran, Syria, the Scuds are now in Lebanon. The thing is ratcheting up. I was accused recently. I had an email back today that came across my desk saying, you know, L.A. Marzulli is saying that we're about to see the Ezekiel 38-39 war. Look, folks, let me make something crystal clear here. I'm saying that it appears, from my vantage point, that the nations that are listed in the Ezekiel 38-39 prophecy seem to be lining up. We watch, we wait, we don't know. We certainly are going to see something blow over, probably this summer. Will cool heads prevail and the whole thing gets diffused? That would be my hope. But if it's not, in my opinion, we might be looking at, and underline the word might, the fulfillment of the Ezekiel 38-39 prophecy, and possibly the Isaiah 17 prophecy, and perhaps the Psalm 83 prophecy. We don't know. But it's definitely getting tenuous there, and it's not going to go away. I mean, the media right now has been sort of backpedaling, hasn't been hitting the mainstream media like it was, let's say, a week ago. But nothing has changed there, folks. Nothing has changed there. The vitriol is still flying, and Israel is digging in and preparing for an all-out regional war.
I agree, and I think it's, you know, people I know are talking about weeks, as some people are talking about months, but I don't know very many people talking about years before this war comes.
Mm-hmm.
But ladies and gentlemen, one way or another, and I have my own views on how this is going to come about, but one way or another, we are going to be involved in that war. And of course, most people say, well, you know, too bad about all those people going to get killed over there. But I really fear that this time we are not going to be able to escape certainly retaliation. The oceans will not protect us with intercontinental ballistic missiles, intermediate range missiles. The ability of a passing freighter to lob a missile onto a San Francisco or Los Angeles or Washington, D.C. or New York City. Ladies and gentlemen, the hatred for America is growing because everybody throughout the world knows that America is orchestrating all of this. But what's even more incredible, I mean, who is it who finances Hamas? I mean, Hamas is violently anti-Israel, and yet, of course, it was formed by the CIA initially. We cover this in a book we carry called The Devil's Game. Mm-hmm. Who is it who's financing the Palestinians who hate the Israelis, and when the war comes, their military is going to attack Israel? Why, the American government. We are simply training with hundreds of millions of dollars the Palestinians and arming an army that can be used against Israel. Why would you possibly do something like that? Well, I would ask it back in 1979 when the CIA toppled the Shah of Iran and brought the Ayatollahs to power, and at the time I said, why in heaven's name would our government topple the Shah of Iran, who was our friend? He was imperfect, he was a tyrant, admittedly, but why would you topple him and bring another group of tyrants to power who hate America? Well, in 1979, 30 years ago, it didn't make any sense, 31 years ago. It makes a lot of sense today if you know there's a timetable. We are following that master plan, and at this time in history, I believe we're being drawn into another major war in the Middle East. The American people don't want it, but they will come up with a contrived incident like the Gulf of Tonkin incident, or like the sinking of the Maine, or like the excuses that were given to get us into World War One, or of course the attack on Pearl Harbor, which was orchestrated from Washington, D.C. And if you study the Gulf of Tonkin incident, it didn't occur, and the justification for all of the other wars have all been contrived, and they're intent upon taking us into a war at this time in history. And I think everybody should be frightened to death at the implications, because I believe there will be serious consequences, whether it be financial or political, I don't know. But I believe that we are not going to get through this war unscathed, as we have with past wars where it's only our military who've been destroyed. Go ahead.
Well, I would concur on a lot of what you said, Dr. Stan, and I would add to that that in my book, Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural, the scenario I bring in is that it's a two-prong attack. In other words, and we know this because, listen, Hillary Clinton stated about a month ago that terrorists were trying to get dirty nukes or weapons of mass destruction in the United States cities. 3 days after that, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, the president of Iran, stated that, guess what, folks? If we're attacked, we will detonate weapons of mass destruction that are already embedded in American cities. And then I find out that, and I've often wondered, where was Osama really hiding? And, of course, he's hiding out in Iran. It's a quid pro quo. He's Sunni. They're all Shia. There's a dislike that goes 1,300 years. But guess what? The enemy of my friend. Osama had probably put, and, of course, Paul Williams, I know, is one of your featured guests on your show, talks about the idea that al-Qaeda has already slipped in between 2 and 20 suitcase nukes into the country left over from the former Soviet Union through the porous southern border. They're already embedded. All of a sudden, Ahmadinejad throws this card down on the table. Now, before this came about in 2007, Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural, my book, I read William's book, and I postulated that more than likely it would be a two-prong attack. In other words, when they go after Israel, they'll go after us at the same time. And folks, you know, I'm not trying to be a naysayer or a doom and gloomer or a prophet of doom or whatever, but I'm saying this. I truly believe, especially now that Ahmadinejad has tipped his hand, and is it just saber rattling, or is he, or because Osama now is hiding out in Iran, does he actually have that capability? If it's a two-prong attack, we will see, as Dr. Stan mentioned, what if an EMP is exploded 200 miles up into the atmosphere? The Iranians certainly can do that. The Russians can certainly do that. If they nuke us, if they get us out of the way, they can go after Israel. And that's why, in my opinion, it's a two-prong attack. But here's the deal, and we haven't even really talked about the supernatural aspect to it. We know that UFOs are real, burgeoning, and not going away. We know that. I was just on the History Channel 10-hour program that they had. I was on for about 35 seconds. Ancient Aliens. Yeah, thanks, guys. They interviewed me for 3.5 hours because my worldview was the antithesis of what they were trying to promulgate and promote. Of course, I had 30 seconds. In fact, they twisted some of what I said to make it seem like I was on board with the idea of the ancient astronaut.
Hold on, though. We're going to get to this. I just want to comment. I'm not sure. I've heard the reports about Osama being in Iran. I think he's been dead for a long period of time, but it doesn't matter. If the American people, they believe he's there, then we have a right to attack.
Bingo.
Go right ahead.
You know, the whole idea with the...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
That's the foreshadow, the coming of the crises that are described in the Bible. And remember, we're told in the Revelation that there's going to be an apostasy. People are going to give up their faith. And basically, we know in Second Thessalonians 2, it talks about, of course, before the man of sin is revealed, and that, of course, is the Antichrist, there's going to be a great falling away. Well, of course, as Lynn points out, with these aliens, and these are really demonic beings, and they have spaceships, and of course those are really demonic manifestations from the other dimension, but when these suddenly appear and people are seeing them all over the world, why, they're going to be willing to simply give up their religion and follow this wonderful new religion that promises peace and prosperity in the coming world government. Could such things happen? Well, you know, we look at things from a material point of view, and we look at things from a political and an ideological point of view. But what everybody has missed is the supernatural point of view, and that is the beauty of Lynn's teachings and writings, and that's why we love to have him on. Go ahead, pick up the story, Lynn.
Well, the supernatural is manifesting now unlike ever before. I mean, it's every week. There's different sightings. Certainly UFOs, crop circles, alien abductions, cattle mutilations, which continue. Now the UK is looking at the sheep mutilations, the animal mutilations in the UK. I mean, it's becoming global, and it's not like it's going away anytime soon, folks. If we had one cow mutilated every 10 years, I wouldn't be talking about it. If we had, you know, one person claiming to be abducted every 10 years, I wouldn't be talking about it. If we had a couple of crop circles, but that's not the case. And a little bit of what we see, Dr. Stan, is sort of a vicious ignorance, not only within the body of Christ, but even, you know, the skeptics who have never done a minute's worth of investigation. I mean, all one has to do is just Google UFO or cattle mutilation and look at the evidence yourself. I mean, what creates these perfectly surgically removed parts of a cow? The udders are removed with surgical precision. The sex organs, the tongue, the ears, the anus perfectly cored out. The blood is completely drained from the animal, and the animal is dropped back into the field. There's one particular bull weighed about close to 2,000 pounds. It had snowed that night, Dr. Stan. No footprints. Here's this bull just in the middle of the field, no footprints around it. I mean, literally, it was dropped from the sky, literally. No blood. Its sex organs were cored out, and some of the tongue was cut way back in the back of the throat, surgical precision. I mean, this stuff is grisly, and what it does is it tells us that whoever doing this does so with total impunity. They do what they want, and it's been decades, and yet law enforcement has never brought a charge against anyone, at least that I'm aware of.
And, of course, basically I read the Share magazine put out by the Luciferians by Benjamin Krim, who, of course, is under the control, the demonic control of a what he refers to a master, but it's a demonic being. And you can see there the pictures of these magnificent crop circles that occur very, very frequently over in Great Britain. I mean, these things are, you know, mile across, you know, in perfect symmetry, you know, as you look at them from space. These obviously had to be a super natural manifestation. But basically, they're quite open. I mean, their master is coming, and he's coming very soon. And the people throughout the world, who are followers of the Luciferian religion are awaiting with great anticipation. And the average Christian has no idea what's going on because they don't talk about this in our churches, nor do they apply the prophecies, the ancient prophecies, to the unfolding of events today.
You know, Dr. Stan, speaking of Benjamin Krem, I want to touch on him real quick. I actually interviewed one of his people out here on the West Coast in Los Angeles and sat down with an interview with her over the phone, and it was a very interesting interview. But and the reason why I did this is because in 2005, the last book of my Nephilim trilogy called The Revealing came out. This is right out of the back cover, okay? And it was based on research, and as a novelist, I was trying to go, well, what do I, if I were trying to set up a deception, what would I do? How would I cause a sort of a great falling away? How could I create a ruse which would attract a lot of people and deceive them? This is what I was thinking, and based on research, and I said, aha, I have it. What I would do, and I wrote about this, I mean, this is all fiction, 2005, and this is right from the back cover. The supposed reemergence of the Bethlehem star, a mysterious shining light over Jerusalem, has the world on edge. Well, fast forward to 2009, 4 years later, Benjamin Krem, Maitreya, right, announces to the world the reemergence of the Bethlehem star by Maitreya. Maitreya now is going to produce this sign, the reemergence of the Bethlehem star, and guess what, folks? The original Bethlehem star wasn't a star. In fact, it was a UFO.
Hold that back. We'll be back in just a moment here with Lynn Marzulli. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a supernatural element behind everything going on today. Well, go right ahead, Lynn.
Well, you know, Dr. Stan, I mean, this is like life imitating art. I mean, when I wrote this in 2005, I never would have dreamt that this would actually become a reality. Now you Google, you can go on YouTube and you can Google on YouTube, reemergence of Bethlehem star, and all sorts of video comes up. Benjamin Krem, Share International, Maitreya. The star has been seen all over the world, the so-called reemergence of the star of Bethlehem. It is not the star of Bethlehem that appeared 2,000 years ago. In fact, I did a bunch of research on my website. You can buy one of our DVDs, which is on the star of Bethlehem. What it really was a very rare conjunction of two planets, Jupiter and Venus, which appeared like they were one light in the sky. And we're not talking astrology here. We're talking astronomy. And because Jupiter is a retrograde planet, it would appear like it wouldn't be moving. But it's actually from planet Earth, which is like an observation deck, that's how it appears to us. I never would have imagined that this ruse that I had written in 2005 would now become manifest, and it has. Benjamin Krem talks about this all the time. If you go to Share International, the star is being seen all over the world. And the star is not a star, ladies and gentlemen. The star is a giant UFO mothership. And see, the church needs to understand that the ruse, the canard, this deception, it's not being talked about. It's here. People are seeing it. They're filming it. You know, just a modicum of research, Dr. Stan, will turn up evidence to show that what I am saying is true. All over the world, the so-called Star of Bethlehem, this mysterious light, is being seen and photographed, and Benjamin Krem states openly, this is going to herald the manifestation, the revealing of the world teacher, Maitreya. Is he the Antichrist? Look, I've been looking at this guy since he came on the scene in 1982. He was very quiet for a few decades. Now he's back in the news like never before. But I find it alarming, and yet I'm met with vicious ignorance by those in the church. They won't even look at this stuff, and yet it's here and it's manifesting. And you know the shame is, the shame of it all, Dr. Stan, is there are thousands and thousands of people who get sucked into this and believe the lie. They believe the lie.
Well, you know, because they say, well, you're just giving Lucifer too much power. I mean, he is not really a powerful individual at all. I mean, you just seem to be obsessed with him. If you just concentrate on God, everything's got to be fine. Well, certainly I believe our God is more powerful than
Absolutely.
Lucifer, but you have to realize that we're seeing these manifestations. They're not imaginary. They're real. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our guest is Lynn Marzulli. We're talking about politics, prophecy, and the supernatural. And ladies and gentlemen, it's very difficult if you look at what's going on in the Near East today, if you look at what's going on in the Middle East today, and try to examine rationally why Israel would want to attack Iran when basically all of the intelligence agencies say that Iran is not going to have sufficient nuclear material for bomb for many years to come, and is not in a position to manufacture nuclear weapons if they have any. They're ones that they bought on the international markets. But certainly it would be totally irrational for Israel to attack Iran. It would be irrational for Israel to try to go to war with Hezbollah and Syria. It would be entirely irrational for the United States, which can't even pay its current bills, as the biggest debt nation in the world is having to borrow $5 billion a day to take on another major massive war that could eventually end up as a nuclear war. None of these things make sense unless you understand the powerful spiritual forces that are at work behind the scenes. That is the key, and that is what Lynn discusses so well, which is why we love to have him on. And yet, of course, you're not going to be hearing that from most, of course, radio programs today. So go right ahead, Lynn.
Well, you know, you mentioned Iran and the nations in the Middle East. Again, I believe that there are forces, and, you know, people look at this and say, oh, you're just a conspiracy nut. Well, I am. But the conspiracy I'm looking at is a Luciferian one. It's a supernatural conspiracy. It was prophesied 2,600 years ago in the book of Ezekiel. The player to watch here, folks, is Russia. And Russia's fingerprints are all over the Middle East right now. There's no doubt about that. If Russia enters the fray, and it's a huge if Russia enters the fray, and what's interesting here is we have a president who, first of all, I believe is a Muslim. Second of all, might not even be an American citizen. And third of all, has definitely moved away from unilateral support of Israel. So that being said, it wouldn't surprise me at all if Russia gets involved in this. And that's the player to watch. If this group of Confederacy of Nations, which Magog, which is Russia, Persia, Togarma, which of course is Turkey, Syria is not mentioned, but of course that's the Isaiah 17 prophecy. Ethiopia is mentioned. And other nations, if these nations decide to form some sort of a loose coalition, a confederacy, which is exactly what the prophecy tells us, and they go up against the land of unwalled villages, then we are looking at Ezekiel 38:39. And the player to watch here is Russia. If Russia moves, and she just might do that. I mean, Putin is really the guy in power, and he's a godless man. He was head of the KGB. And he's looking for control. There's no doubt. The leopard spots has not changed, in my opinion. So, very interesting, very tenuous times, but there's a supernatural component. And Putin doesn't understand that he's being pushed and manipulated by forces that he's not even aware of, unseen forces. And then there are people, perhaps the Illuminati, perhaps the Bilderbergers, and certainly, you know, the rank and file don't know. But the people at the top know whom they serve, and they believe that Lucifer, the light bearer, is actually the good guy, and they serve him. They serve him. They want to. They believe that they can win, which is why we read in the book of Revelation where all the kings of the earth are assembled. They're looking up, as Russ Dizdar says. They're looking up. They think they can win the battle. And this ties right into Psalm 2. Why do the nations rage against who? Against the Most High and against who? The Anointed One, the Messiah. Jesus. And of course, you know, God looks down at them and says, there's no way you're going to win this thing. But the Lucifer, the fallen one, believes he can win. And of course, you know, I'm ahead of the thing. The reason why I love prophecy is because we get it. We know, first of all, by the end of the book that we do win, that God is triumphant here. But we also know that 7-year period, unless those days were shortened, no flesh would survive. And that, in my opinion, is a very sobering statement, and one that should make us, because of the times we live in, be very, very aware of what is going on globally.
Amen. Well, our telephone number, if you're out there in the listening audience, we'll take some calls, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. we are living in the most dangerous, frightening, exciting times, times which, of course, only tend to reinforce my personal faith in the scriptures as they've been laid out in the past, and the fact that the scriptures are accurate. There really is, of course, this move today for fulfillment of prophecy. And if you haven't seen Pastor Billy Crone's 10-part series, 10 DVDs, The Final Countdown, you really need to get that. You need to watch those several times to understand the amazing things that were written sometimes 2,500 years ago, sometimes 1,000 years ago, and yet you're seeing these things coming to pass today. Well, let's go to Ruby, who's calling us from Live Oak, and again, our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Hi, Ruby, how are you doing?
Hi, I'm doing just fine, Dr. Stan. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to ask Dr. Marzulli one question. I believe a couple of weeks ago, one of your guests mentioned that Turkey was posturing for admittance into the European Union. And I'm wondering if this is still the case or if they've dropped off of that because they want to align themselves with Iran.
Well, from what I can see, we're getting mixed signals. Erdogan today said that that we're still very much interested in the West, but he's basically caught on the fence, and Turkey has been trying to get in the EU for decades, literally. I mean, and they've never made it, and now they're sort of, I believe, that they're looking towards the East or looking back towards Iran. Remember, Turkey is about 95% Muslim. Mm-hmm. Even though it's a secular society, it's 95% Muslim. And with what's going on, I think that there's a real shift here. I think there's a real shift, and that shift is now moving away from Europe and looking towards Iran and the Muslim world. Because that's, let's face it, I mean, the caliphate, the Ottoman Empire, ruled for 400 years, and they don't forget that. We also, and this is just something I want to throw this in, Turkey was looking at Israel and blaming them for the deaths of 9 people. Oh, this is genocide, this is a tragedy. Well, in my blog, again, elliemarzulli.wordpress.com, I wrote a scathing article, scathing rebuttal to this, and I pointed to Turkey and said, you know, World War One, the Turks rounded up 1.5 million, with an M, 1.5 million Armenians, mm-hmm. men, women, and children,
absolutely.
And force marched them to death.
Mm-hmm.
That's genocide on a huge scale. Mm-hmm. The Turks have never accepted responsibility, and in fact, when you mention that, they get all riled and all ruffled. Well, excuse me, you know, this happened, and you guys did it. So let's call a spade a spade.
But, of course, the thing is that there are always satanic forces behind that because basically the Armenians were Christians, and Lucifer hates Christians. But, Ruby, I think that we're having at our conference on the 17th of October, Paul Williams, and he's certainly one of the experts on terrorist activities, but he's also an expert on the movement that has shifted the alignment of Turkey. And basically, this whole thing was actually orchestrated by a man named Gulen. You can look him up on the internet, G-U-L-E-N. And Gulen was a Turkish citizen, a very wealthy Turk who had strong ties to American intelligence agencies, living in Turkey, actually trying to subvert the government and move it away from being a secular government to being a radical Islamic movement. And he was actually exiled from the country. They didn't want him there, so he moved to Pennsylvania, where he lives on an enclave with guards, 50 or 100 armed guards there in Pennsylvania, and he continues there his effort to subvert Turkey. He has succeeded, and the people who are in control there are agents of a Mr. Gulen who had strong ties to American intelligence. Why would American intelligence be interested in shifting Turkey away from alignment with Israel into confrontation with Israel? Well, maybe, of course, they're simply knowingly or unknowingly, and I don't know who's giving the orders or directions, but we are seeing things that were prophesied for a time such as this. And within the last literally few weeks, we've seen Turkey change alignments as the people placed in power by Mr. Gulen, who lives in Pennsylvania, who has ties to American intelligence, and now, of course, Turkey is aligned with Iran. And Paul Williams will be as one of our speakers on our October 17th program. Anything else you wanted to ask, Ruby?
No, I was just curious because I heard you guys talking about that a couple of weeks ago, about Turkey aligning itself with Europe, and I was thinking, well, that would be really advantageous for them because I've heard so much where, you know, the Muslims are basically trying to take over Europe, you know, just like they did before.
And that's why, of course, the countries of Europe don't want Turkey in the European Union,
mm-hmm.
because it would give free access to literally millions more Muslims moving into Europe. That's why they have objected to Turkey coming in. And now Turkey is beginning to say, well, if you don't want us, we'll align with the Muslim countries. And of course, it's just at this time in history as we begin moving, and I believe there is no way to avoid this war, and I hope and pray that I'm wrong. Hey, thanks very much, Ruby. Let's go to Chris calling from Michigan. Hi, Chris. Do you have a question for Lynn?
Yeah, I wanted to actually see his take on the visions from Daniel in Chapter 7, I believe it was, of the ancient days. And I was kind of wondering his idea of, like, maybe, you know, the fourth beast, how it talked about the one with the iron teeth. And I was kind of thinking that almost sounds like the UN with the 10 horns, and they represented like 10 different nations.
Well, let's get Lynn just give his impression of that. I've always been a little confused by all these beasts with 10 horns or one horn or two horns, but do you have any thoughts at all on that, Lynn?
Well, what's interesting about the Daniel 7 prophecy is that it's given, and it talks about what happens to the kingdom and how it's divided, and of course this is hundreds of years before the event. And then it also talks about the little horn, which of course is the Antichrist. And I think there's one particular part which has always caught my eye. I'm pretty sure it's in Daniel 7. Correct me if I'm wrong here, but it talks about that the iron mixing with clay, and that their seed will mingle with the seed of men, but will not cleave to them. And as my friend Jim Williamson pointed out, the word cleave there is the same word used in Genesis. It's forgiven for marriage. Okay? In other words, the seed, what is he talking about? It almost, in my opinion, it's a reference to the fallen angels once again. The idea of these hybrids. In other words, in the latter days, that their seed will mix with the seed of men, but they will not cleave to them. And that's exactly what we're seeing. It's a completely different phenomena than what happened thousands and thousands of years ago when the fallen angels came the first time. So I think Daniel is like giving us a glimpse into the times that we're living in, if you believe that the abductions are real, that they're not all illusionary, which of course some may be, but on the other hand, many of the abductions, I believe, are real, and there is a breeding program that is happening, which begs the question, where are all these hybrids? Well, the hybrids are taken into the second dimension. The hybrids aren't reared here. Some of them are maybe in underground bases, but I believe most of them are taken to the second dimension. Which is where the fallen one resides, the second heaven, basically, is what I'm talking about. And he moves back and forth between these dimensions. He moves between the second heaven, which is where he is now, and he resides, the prince of the power of the air, and over the earth, which is the third heaven. At some point, he's booted out of the second heaven. There's a war in heaven, and Michael and his angels fought, and he's actually kicked out of the second heaven. And Jesus himself tells us, woe to the inhabitants of earth, because the devil has come down to you, and he's really ticked off because he knows his time is short. For the first time in the fallen one's career, dare I use that term, he's now caught in the space-time continuum, and he knows the jig is up. He knows he's now caught here. He no longer has access to the second heaven. He's completely confined in the third heaven, which is earth. And this is what's happening. The spiritual, the supernatural, is beginning to interface with this, our dimension, which is why we're seeing all this stuff happening.
So we're living in exciting times, Chris, and just keep...
Waiting for the Lord to come back.
Amen.
Amen.
Thanks so much. Let's go to Bud calling from Flint, Michigan, and it's late back there after midnight. Appreciate you staying up, Bud. Do you have a question for our guest?
Yeah, I was... wanting to ask about the
the Mediterranean Union, and if your guest knows anything about that, with, I was just wondering because I read about it in, Prophecy in the News magazine, and it really fits, like, the old, Holy Roman Empire territory, and also biblically in the prophecies, in Daniel and Revelation.
All right, fine. Let's just see. Do you know anything at all about the Mediterranean Union, Lynn?
Well, what we're talking, or I think he's talking about, and correct me if I'm wrong here, and what a lot of biblical scholars don't get and don't tell most people is the Roman Empire had two legs, the Western and the Eastern leg of the Roman Empire. So what union are we actually talking about? In other words, the Roman Empire basically split into two parts. When Rome was declining, Constantinople was thriving. It was thriving. The whole eastern leg of the Roman Empire continued for hundreds of years after the fall of Rome. And this has been documented. So it's like, I think we need to look at what is the prophecy really telling us? Is it Rome, or is it in fact this control of the eastern leg of the Roman Empire, which is sort of what we're seeing today? In other words, if you were to reunite the Ottoman Caliphate, which took over the Roman Empire, if you were to somehow do that, is that a 10-nation confederacy? It's interesting, and I know Chuck Missler and other biblical scholars, I know J.R. Church, Prophecy and the News, have also looked at this eastern leg of the old Roman Empire and sort of wondered, is it really Rome, or is it could be the eastern leg, the 10-nation confederacy coming out of that?
And I think most people don't understand, because they dumb us down in college, but Rome, it was in about 300 A.D. when Diocletian was the emperor of Rome, and he said, look, we've got just too big a business here, we're going to have to split it in two parts. So he actually split it in two, and one was the eastern part heading from Constantinople, the other was the western segment centered in Rome. Actually, Rome lasted until 476, and then it fell, and they were taken over by the Huns. The eastern segment lasted until the 1400s, but people don't understand history. They do not teach us this sort of thing. And of course, Rome had a fiat currency. The eastern section had a gold-backed currency and had a stable society, and they said they came into conflict with the Muslims. But eventually, Constantinople did fall, and the Ottoman Empire ruled there for 400 or 500 years, but under 400 years. Anyway, this is part of history. Keep listening there, bud. And hopefully we can get this information out. Thanks so much for calling, and thanks so much for staying up. We'll be right back to wrap up the program. Well, Lynn, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program.
Well, Dr. Stan, first of all, thanks for having me pretty much as a featured guest. I know I'm on it.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Well, I was horrified when I saw the plight of the people in Haiti after the earthquake, but a similar event could happen right here in the United States, and that's why you should call the freeze-dry guy at 866-404-FOOD, that's 866-404-FOOD, and purchase a supply of his products. Freeze-drying is a great way to preserve food. I know because I bought a supply 40 years ago, and when I opened a can recently, the food was as fresh and tasty as when I purchased it.
We're living in uncertain times, so if you'd like to have a supply of ground beef, diced beef, chicken, vegetables, or fruit on hand, call the freeze-dry guy at 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-FOOD, and mention you heard about him right here at Radio Liberty.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com. 1-800-SPECIAL.
A DVD series, and we carry three or four of them, actually. But, of course, the final countdown, we recommend you specifically for this time in history. It's 10 sermons on DVDs. Each one's 45 minutes. Lots of video clips and lots of slides, but lots of sound information. But Billy Crone ends every one of his presentations with an invitation to have a personal relationship with our Lord. And one of these days, you're going to have to make the decision, where am I going to spend eternity? And if you want to be certain where you're going to spend eternity, you want to consider the claims of Christianity. Well, our telephone number, of course, is 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to get Pastor Billy Crone's final countdown DVD set, or we actually have his book with all of the prophecies there, and it's fascinating, really, from an academic point of view, is rather thrilling from a spiritual point of view to see that prophecies were written thousands of years ago are coming to pass today. We carry Pastor Crone's a 4 DVD set on creation, on 4 DVD. He said it's 10 DVD set on scientific creation, 4 DVDs on RFID. They come in little packets, you buy them all together and get discount prices, but we want you to get the message. And of course, we have a great new DVD. My talk is available. It's entitled The Specter Haunting America. And ladies and gentlemen, there really are people who want to injure your children, your grandchildren. They know exactly what they're doing. And that's why you need to watch this DVD and watch it several times and get the facts down so that you can speak intelligently to your friends and family, and you yourself will understand the very real danger of vaccination. It isn't that vaccines aren't effective, because they are, but at what price? And what about the risk-benefit ratio? And what about the fact that they have put things that can kill millions of people into vaccines and knowingly done it, and nobody is ever punished? And the H1N1 epidemic was as phony as a $3 bill, and the number of people who died in America, well, you have a far greater chance of getting hit by a lightning bolt and dying than you do of dying from H1N1 if you're a healthy individual. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to get the information. You need to help us get it out. So my number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Let me remind you about our all-day conference on the 11th of October. If you're able to get out here, why, we're going to have a great time, great lineup of speakers. And Sidney Paul Williams will be here, and he'll bring us up to date on the Muslim terror training camps here in the United States. Paul Williams, the leading expert on that. Sheriff Mack will be here. We serve lunch. It's a full day, and of course, if you want to get hotel reservations, we've got a block of rooms, at least for the time being. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. If you're in a position to, of course, help Radio Liberty, we need constant
people who believe in what we're doing, who agree with us, we're involved in the spiritual battle, to help us to maintain the 60 outlets we have every week, where people all across America are hearing information they will never hear elsewhere. So we do hope that many of you will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters, that you'll begin, of course, copying our DVDs and anything I've done, or my tape sets, you're welcome to copy, and become part of the army that is out there educating others. Try to get them to listen, try to get them